This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3365 for Friday, the 25th of June 2021. Today's show is entitled, Diablo 2 Portable and Modding. It is hosted by Operator, and is about 8 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I talk about Diablo 2 and modding.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello everyone, today's episode is going to be about Diablo 2, Diablo 2 mods, so kicking it old school. I don't know how I got into this, maybe I wanted to play Diablo with my wife, maybe, Diablo 2 with my wife, maybe. Not exactly sure how it started. I do remember us playing Diablo 2 a little bit, and then maybe we stopped playing it for whatever reason, so that's where kind of this came about. First things first, I created a portable Diablo 2 Lord of Destruction or Death or whatever the biggest latest expansion or whatever complete build is called. Anyways, it's a little under 2 gigs, I think. 1.5 gigs or something like that. Let's see. No, not 13 gigs. 1.8, so it's a little under 2 gigs. That includes the Diablo 2 already in, like, the Diablo 2 files all in the right place. There's a registry patch in there to actually make the game run, start. And there's also this thing called Mod Plug Y, which is for mods. And the mods that we'll talk about today are Median XL. And that's pretty much it for now. But the mod plug Y, it's M-O-D space P-L-U-G, and then the letter Y, no spaces. So that kind of is like a mod manager, essentially, I think, for Diablo 2. If I remember correctly, it's been quite a while. The other thing you'll want, the other piece you'll want is Borderless Gaming, which will create, instead of like in a window mode, you'll see, you won't see the border. And it will allow you to run the game in kind of a full screen mode. And then the other piece here is called, I want to say it's not Median XL. It's something else to do full screen stuff. Let me see if I can view this file. So Borderless Gaming. A mod plug. I think the stuff inside a mod plug Y is also the part that does the full screen stuff. So there's a mod plug Y. I think that allows you to do the screen resolution stuff. And it will let you change the resolution of Diablo to ridiculous size, where you can pretty much load the whole map into like a single view. It's sort of cheating because the engagement distance and the view distance is a set length. It's like 800 by 600 max. Excuse me. But with this resolution plugin, you can see much farther distances than that and stuff. Trying to see if I can find. Again, this was a while ago, 2019, something like that. There's a registry patch. I run the registry patch and I kind of doing this live. Borderless Gaming I install, I do the registry patch, and then I run Borderless Gaming. And I want to say the plug Y stuff is for the resolution hack or whatever that allows you to change the resolution to a ridiculous size. And then borderless gaming again makes the windows go away. And then what you also want to add to that is, you know, once you've done playing the regular game, you can install this thing called Median XL. It's Median space XL. And it's a mod for Diablo 2 that basically changes up a lot of the stuff. It makes it kind of the replay, adds a little bit of replay value. People are still just crazy, go nuts about it. People still play it. Let's see, their last update was 3 months ago. 8/2/2021. They take donations and stuff. Different skills, different, you know, items, new quests, new locations, RNG maps. Crafting is a little different. You know, just in general, you can play online and stuff like that too. We just played it local. Your character is saved online in like a hash form, I think. Anyways, it's all free, and you just need the actual, you know, Diablo 2 key to play and install the game or whatever. Well, you don't even actually need this key, you just need the install files. So if you have a disk with the installation files, I think you could probably still manage to do it. But the install probably asks for a key, so you probably still need a key, but you don't necessarily need the key to be active. So you could use an old key that you gave away or something like that when you're playing it with Median XL, because it's a different, it's not Steam or it's not Blizzard hosting it, as far as I know. So anyways, we played it for quite some time. We made it through a fair amount of the game. And then, you know, just like any Diablo game or grindy game, it got just too grindy. But it was fun for a while. We played it for quite a bit. The way the items are set up and the way the healing is set up is, it's not as nearly as bad. Like with the regular Diablo, you had to take like 50,000, you know, bottles of healing potion and bottles of mana potion. And, you know, click those, you know, rapidly and make a macro to automatically do it for you. But this this mod lets you don't need to heal as much. And it's kind of, if I remember, it's there's some kind of mechanic in there that makes it so you don't actually have to heal and carry tons of potions around with you everywhere you go. But it can be kind of daunting to have to click all the time. But it's not nearly as bad as the original Diablo. That's pretty much all I can say about this mod or Diablo 2 mod. I've got a video that I can post in the links that shows what it looks like. You got save files and save file editors, so you can go in and hack up your character, or people have provided save files with the characters already maxed out or whatever, and they'll have all kinds of crazy stuff. So like you'll just be walking around and stuff dies around you because of AoE. Anyways, hope that helps out. Should be fun. It's fun to play local. I haven't played the online Median XL stuff, but anyways, y'all have a good one. Take it easy.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.